Hello, welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Sammy.
I'm Aileen.
And we're here. We're here in amazing moods.
I'm in a good mood. You're just constantly just, you want to rip somebody's head off.
My best podcasts are when I'm feeling this way.
Yeah.
What should we talk about?
Well, okay.
The psychos on Vanderpump Rules.
I didn't watch it last night because I now have a dog. I have a little puppy and I've been taking care of her. And I literally took, my boyfriend was like, I can take tonight's shift. You can go to sleep early. So I took a melatonin at 8:30 o'clock. Last night,
8:30 o'clock.
And I passed out by like 9:30, and unfortunately, Vanderpump, I missed it because then I had to wake up at fucking 5 o'clock because she wakes up really early.
Wow, it's like you have a baby.
I legit have a baby, so I understand responsibility.
Do you understand? Like, do you ever think? Tell me, I think about this all the time. Are you ever like, how the fuck am I gonna have a baby if, well, I can't even handle this dog?
The truth is that, like, I thought for a while, right before I got this dog, or not right before, maybe like a good 6 months or 8-9 months, I felt like I had this emptiness inside of me where I thought that biologically my body, like, I think I need to be a mom, like, you know what I mean? Like, some people,
right,
they feel that they're motherly.
Not me.
And others don't. I truly think that I am born to be one. And I felt like, oh, it may be like my body. Because back in the day, everyone would have children at 19, 18. And like, right, my body's telling me it's too late. You got to start doing it now. So then I got this dog. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, I can wait. I was breakdown crying within the third day of having her. I was just like, nope, I can't go with 6 hours of sleep.
It's not a joke.
I'm going to wait.
Plus, once you get the kid, you can fuck them up emotionally. And it's even more difficult.
Dogs, I'm very scared of fucking her up.
You're not going to fuck her up. Okay. You're not going to fuck her up. You just have to meet her physical needs. Guys, you don't have to worry about whether or not she becomes a spending addict who, you know, steals from people, or, you know, I don't know, a crazy person on The Bachelor, like,
right,
you know,
right,
you don't
or
know.
Vanderpump. Wait, so what happened on Vanderpump? We don't have to talk about that long.
It wasn't my favorite episode. It wasn't as exciting as last week.
It's just that Sheena was right. She was, I saw that on the previews, that she was like still going crazy, and then Roberto told her that she needs to get off her phone.
Yeah. She like FaceTimed him or something, and he was like, get off your phone, bitch. No, he was like, you should just like try to be on your phone less on this trip, which is basically like, don't text me. You're so annoying.
Well, yeah. Yes and no.
And she kept talking about how he can build a TV and like whatever. It's like, he's not like fucking like molding a sculpture.
Here's the thing, though. He has a point. Like, if my boyfriend is on vacation with his friends, I hate saying my boyfriend.
My boyfriend.
His name is Rusty. And he's on vacation with his constantly texting me. I'm like, dude, like, go have fun with your friends. Stop texting me. Like, tell me that you got home safe and all that shit, but like, have fun.
Right, but I don't think it's like that with Rob.
No, but here's the thing. If Sheena would do a little bit more of that, of the mystery, he might like her more.
Right. Well, she
doesn't.
I think
it's turning him off.
I agree for sure. I just don't think that she is capable.
No, totally not. She's like delusional. Can you imagine someone's literally saying to you, my divorce is coming through, so I can marry you next?
Yes.
Literally out loud.
Jax called that out in his fight with Brittany. Not even a fight. It was more like a discussion amongst equals. He basically... Jax was mad because Sheena tried to set Brittany up with that guy Adam two episodes ago, and he was like, "What is Sheena? Like, this is none of Sheena's business. Like, don't you, like, you don't have to be like Sheena, where it's like the second you break up with someone, you like marry the next guy." Great point, Jax, as he always seems to be making good points.
Yeah, but Brittany's just not broken up with making, Jax.
Yeah, but when they were broke, like they, it was, she brought that. She tried to set them up when they were broken up because he cheated on her.
Yeah.
Whatever. Doesn't seem that they've moved to Tampa yet, according to Instagram.
I think that's all fake. Also, we talk about this a lot, that they're actually like the whole Katie and Tom Schwartz not being able to pay for the wedding. Like, it's all bullshit. Like, I think that they discovered that like Jax was making like 30K an episode or something more than that.
So an what is episode, that? 30? What's 30 times 22? 500. They have 22 episodes a season plus their unions, so 25. What's 30 times 25? 750,000.
Like, they're probably making 500 probably a year.
Oh my God, guys! Season. What the
They're
fuck?
Rich as fuck, right? So like,
I'm so pissed off. Why aren't we on Vanderpump Rules?
No, we do fine, Sammy.
Whatever.
But I think that it's kind of so transparent, these like money plots and like the right. fact that they fight about jobs like and having money and not being a bartender for the rest of their life. Come on, Jackson.
It's like you're already not a bartender.
You're not a bartender. None of you are like actually.
You're already celebrities.
What you play. Otherwise, then it's just a scripted show. It's not reality.
Well,
there should be a reality show about reality stars.
Oh, we could produce that.
You know what I mean?
No one take our idea.
Trademarked right now. Stamp.
Yeah, I'm calling our lawyer. What was I going to say? Yeah, I agree. Well, okay, here's the thing. The only way that they could not have enough money is if they're spending all of it on clothes and Botox and, like, bottles, which...
I don't think any of them are spending money on clothes based on what they're wearing.
Stassi spends money on clothes.
Yeah, she always has,
great, a fucking turtleneck. Outfits.
Like, a turtleneck blouse at all times.
She always has cute outfits. I'm always very into her outfits. I'm like, you just look like a little princess.
What do you mean? She just... I like her outfits. She's wearing, like, shorts and a joie blouse. That's, like...
Right. I'm saying I would be happy to dress joie. Like her.
Is it joie or joie?
It's joie. Yeah, she always looks cute. You know what's funny? I was thinking about this, like, you know, when we were talking about my pink sweater yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to dress like really preppy, and now I feel like I dress a little bit more boho.
Literally put sweaters over your shoulders.
Like, all the worst.
I can tell everyone this story, but yesterday Sammy and I were on the phone and we were talking about something having to do with like college. So we all went to Cornell, but Sammy really, really wanted to go to Princeton. And I have a memory of us, like, so we were from Long Island and there's like this certain part of the highway where you go from one part of the highway to the next. We were driving.
You're merging
home.
Onto the Meadowbrook?
And we're merging away from the Meadowbrook.
Okay.
Because we're going home from the mall. Yeah. And we were driving your car and Sammy was wearing this pink, like, what's that material? What's that? When it's not tweed, it's
not tweed.
Cable knit sweater. Knit. Ralph Lauren sweater that she wore like every day, and then
I still have the sweater.
She goes, I must get into Princeton. And I'm like, yeah, please, you're fucking scaring me. Let's park.
If I got to Princeton
already, like,
you know, if I'd gone to Princeton, we wouldn't have this business. So I guess it's all for the best.
That's true. That's true. But anyway, so wait, I have to tell you this story. Total side note. So this girl texted me like a screenshot from Venmo of this other girl who went on a date with some dude, and the dude the next day Venmo'd her for $12 and quote,
okay,
unquote,
wait, you need to give a little more background as to why this person would text you such a thing.
I'm telling you the what it said in her Venmo. It said...
But why are you bringing this up? Because last week you talked about something...
Well, because we were talking about money, like the people on the show talking about money and their relationships with money and dating. And a lot of people have been emailing us like since last week when we were gave this girl advice about how to have a conversation about money with her partner. So anyway, but this is completely separate from that. This is just like a funny anecdote.
I've listened to that. I feel like Jordana probably shined in that convo.
Well, no, actually I had a really
good point.
I wish I had a ding for my phone. But okay, so this guy called Teth emailed this girl, Nevin.
And Seth and Devin?
No, I can't tell you. These names are redacted.
Not anymore.
And he Venmo'd her. Venmo requested her $12. Drink on first date that you didn't offer to pay for.
I would just reject the request and be like, okay, psycho, bye.
Oh my God. But how? Okay, like that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. It's like you're on the date. If you want her to pay, ask her to pay there. Don't just like hide behind your Venmo account.
Also, this guy's Venmo picture is like a IMDb photo.
Shut up. Oh, it's like a LinkedIn situation.
Yeah, it looks like
oh my God, how funny. So would be like, creepy. Oh, I know him.
He looks like creepy as fuck. Anyway,
I was about to call something out, but I'm not going to.
Don't make fun of him.
There's,
you can't.
No, I'm not going to make fun of him. There's just, you Teth. Just did, but there's always these moments that we do our podcast. I don't know if you guys can tell because like you're not in the room with us, but like I notice because I listen back to them sometimes and like I'll notice the silence. I'll be like, the silence is sort of like weird, but it's really just like us sort of communicating with each other with our eyes about like, do I say this? Do I go there? So we just had one of those. Yeah, we just had one of those moments. Okay, that's what the awkward silences are about, guys.
What was the moment?
When I was about to say something about
Tef. Oh, yeah, no, don't make fun of Tef.
I won't.
But this whole...
He's a dick.
He's a dick.
Fuck you, Tef.
I think there's an episode of You Up where Jordana and Jared
I listen talk to all about, the You Ups.
Where Jordana and Jared talk about, like... Who should pay, like, people Venmoing, requesting, like, for the date before. I really think that the person who asks for the date, I think that that should be the one, like, offering to pay. You should always offer. You shouldn't be like, yeah, you got it.
Yeah, but isn't asking for the date? I feel like a first date is, like, a mutual agreement. It's never, like, the girl being like, hey, can I take you out?
Well, it's possible. It's not possible if a girl's like, hey.
Email
like,
us if this has ever happened to you or you've ever done this.
What? Ask someone out?
Ask someone out on a date.
Well, either way, here's the thing. Let's say you do.
We're in a weird time for
the times they are paying. Weird.
They're very weird. So I think we're in a weird time for this question, because women want to be equal and feminist, and men do definitely have a point when they're like, okay, you want to be equal, except when you want us to pay. Like, that is a point to be made.
But there is a whole thing about chivalry, and
yeah,
like, this weird feeling that men need to provide for the families because women are the only ones who can bear children,
right? But
so
chivalry
men have to compensate.
But chivalry is sort of based on this idea of like a patriarchy,
right?
Like the idea of chivalry is a patriarchal
men
idea.
And women will never be like the same in the sense that women will. Until men can carry babies, like, we'll never be 100% equal.
No, we're never going to be 100% equal, and it's better that way,
right?
Because like, biologically, two men or two women cannot have a kid. Like, it's not possible to create a kid like that,
right?
Or another human.
I will.
You
never
need
pay
men to be right. You need men and women to be different, and like, yeah, whatever gender fluidity, fine, if that like works for you.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is not, oh, this is good or this is bad. I'm just saying it's a weird time in terms of like where people's expectations are, because everyone sort of falls in a different place on the spectrum of like what they feel is appropriate when it comes to like dating and paying. It's also different when you're on a first date,
right?
You don't know the person's expectations versus when you're on like your 10th date or your 100th date or you're married.
And I think it's also a personal preference. It's based on like how you want to be perceived and how you want the person like to be, like the person you want, what you're attracted to. If like you're not, if the guy is attracted to a woman who like wants to pay and does something like that, and the girl is like that herself, that's a good match,
right? But you don't know that on the first date.
Always
and
offer.
Usually you're not gonna know, right? Maybe always offer, fine, but you're not gonna know these things about the person, and you're definitely not gonna be able to have an honest conversation about it until you're like in a secure relationship, pretty much.
Totally.
Because like, you're not going to be like, this is the truth, like until people I think are like dating more seriously, this is not the kind of conversation that can like truly be honestly had. Because like, the guy is always gonna, like, if he's into her, is always gonna kind of want to like not rock the boat if he's like still into her, and the girl is gonna kind of want to like still have expectations until they're in a relationship and they can like truly honestly talk about that. And then even then, who knows if everyone can truly talk about money and who's expected to pay for what in an honest way. But again, it's different in every relationship.
This date, though, must have gone really badly if this guy was like, I'm never going to see this bitch again, but give me my $12.
Or he's just so cheap.
Or he's like so petty and cheap.
Yeah, I have a feeling. I don't know. People have, money is one of those things. It's like the third rail of the world. Like, mm-hmm. It's sort of like this thing that everybody in the world has to deal with, that everyone has like a very unique relationship with.
I thought you were going to say everyone has. And I was like,
No. I definitely am not going to say that. No, I think everyone has a unique relationship.
Long pause.
Yeah. No, everyone has a unique relationship with money. And it's not like there's like, oh, this person's totally cheap or this person's totally aggressive with their spending. It's like what you choose to spend on, how much you think is appropriate, who should be paying for what, who, like, how much do you want to save, how much do you want, like, do you think it's necessary to buy this, or do you think vacations you should be spent on, or do you think like clothes or money or food or going to restaurants, like, it's all just like, or do you want to pay for a dog, like, it's all just like this very weird thing. And that if you're not like upfront about, I guess things can get weird. And there's,
has
it's
anyone
sort of
ever,
like, there's no rules.
Has anyone ever, like, Venmo requested you for a...
No, I don't think anyone has, other than my boyfriend,
yeah,
has ever. Well, no, I mean,
like, in a way that was like weird and shady.
No,
like, I think Venmo's great, or like whatever. I prefer Chase QuickPay just because
it's more official. Like,
but
Eileen loves Chase.
You want to know why I like Chase?
Because it's pretty and easy.
This isn't
sponsored, and they care about the customer.
But if they want to. No, because this one time I lost my wallet, as I used to all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I literally was a drunk mess. I used to lose my wallet, my credit cards, my phones. And my friends would always be like, how do you always get it back? Because I would somehow get my phone back. I would somehow get my wallet back.
Charmed.
This one specific time, though, I lost my wallet and someone dropped it off at a Chase. Mm-hmm. Because I had like only Chase credit cards in there, and probably the debit card at the time. I didn't have credit cards, credit to my name. And then Chase mailed it to me, like priority next day mail, no charge.
Wow.
And they mailed my whole wallet.
Wow. Great.
And I was just like, yes.
All it takes for sometimes is to get a loyal customer is like one really good thing. So
one good
podcast reader, listeners, whatever, we want to be that for you. So yeah. Just email.
Tell us what you want us to do.
Tell us what you want us to do and we'll do
it's
it.
It's definitely not okay. Going to be Teth.
Just one second. Not Teth. Okay. So just want to, just because we're talking about Venmo.
Yeah.
Talk about this article that Jordana sent us.
Yeah.
About basically the New York Times wrote an article about how like Venmo is supposed to be this thing that makes everything easier, and it's easier to ask people for money or to split things, but in reality it actually just makes everyone cheap as
just kind
fuck.
Of nickel and diming people.
Yeah.
I don't know if it and it also was saying that like back in the day before this sort of technological money system, whatever, mm-hmm. That people would just sort of spot each other and be right. Like a little bit more less strict yeah. when it comes to asking someone to pay them back. That's also generalized, I
yeah.
think. I think also if I didn't have Venmo, I would still be doing this, but the other person would be like, oh, let me Venmo you. How much was it? And then I'd be like, I wouldn't be like, no, don't worry. Don't pay me back $50. Like, I'd be like,
No. It would be like, you pay for our next asshole. Extremely large Seamless order.
Right.
Like, that's what we did in college. It was like, oh, you're going to get the electric? I'll order Sunday's food.
I'll get the electric bill worth of froyo.
That is how we did yeah, things.
Sunday night.
That is literally how we conducted.
We would barter in activity.
Do you know? You want to know how this website got started? How we bought the URL for Betches?
Oh yeah.
Jordana bought the URL.
Yeah.
And then we got her froyo.
Yeah. No, right? She was like the supermarket that had the froyo. It was called Jason's. She was like, fine, I'll put it on my credit card, but you have to go to Jason's for me. And we're like,
oh my god.
Okay, fine.
Do you remember when we used to be like, if you go to Jason's, I'll pay for it?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I literally paid you like probably $250 to walk across the street.
So
it was across from our apartment. Like it was you could not have been more across. Like it was.
It might as well have been in our building.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
It was called crazy. It was called the we put this in our first book, the system of who wants
the threshold.
The threshold system.
We should put this thing in the new book that we're currently writing.
It doesn't
writing.
Really work that much, the same anymore.
No, we should just mention it. We should just mention it.
The threshold system.
Funny. It's so funny it's that so I can't believe funny. I like probably just bought you so much froyo so that I didn't have to get up
from the couch. Yeah, you're like smoking and you're like just you know like go.
I'll give you my credit card. Yeah. Which is really just like
you
my,
literally
my,
did that. Literally. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you my credit card. Just go get me some
but
froyo.
Okay. You could argue that Venmo makes you cheaper. Or you could argue that it makes things
easy,
fair.
Yeah,
like oh,
I think
why should someone be like casually like sort of in debt to someone else, or like have to feel uncomfortable about asking for their money that they're owed because they happen to have their credit card out first at the bar? Like
yeah,
you know, or they're the one who had the
tab. I think it's kind of passive. Okay, so like I've went and gotten. Okay, first we go to a birthday. I'm like, let me get everyone a drink. You'll get me next time. And then there is no next time, they leave. And I'm like, fuck that. I just spent $100.
Right.
Like, I want five more drinks. Right. Where are
right.
they?
I don't think it's right. I don't think
and
it's.
And I'm not going to passive aggressively Venmo each right. individual person and be like, you owe me $12. You owe me $12 for your box soda. I can't do that. It's not in me. It's not.
Right,
my type
right.
of person.
But you know who it isn't?
Who?
Jordana.
Jordana. No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't.
No?
No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't do
that. She would.
No, I know somebody who would.
Really?
She would. No, if she like
I don't know
bought
anyone
you a
who...
bunch of drinks, she wouldn't Venmo no. request you for it.
No, I guess
after.
She wouldn't Venmo request you, but it would be like, oh, next time or yeah. like whatever. Here's the thing. I kind of expect people to Venmo request me. Yeah. Like it's fine. You bought me a drink. I owe you money. It's yeah. not like I didn't leave.
Right.
I didn't like leave so that I would get out of paying you. I left because it was like my other plan.
People just shouldn't be flaky about it. I know a certain two people, very specific people. Long pause. That communicate with Justin yeah. like, about.
I can think of one that you're talking about.
Does that and like just does it just and then it's cheap on the other side of it and is like, oh, I only paid for this amount of when we're yeah. splitting the bill. Like
look,
I only
cheap
got
people
this.
Are gonna cheap.
It's really fucking annoying.
Cheap are gonna cheap.
You know,
but here's the thing. All Venmo does is sort of shine a light on who people are more. Like R essentially. Okay. It's like
I am lap.
Yeah. Oh, that's really all it does because if someone
it
is
a light on people who are more.
No, like it shines more of a light on who people are. So if you're the kind of person who's like passive aggressively gonna ask for your money, then like Venmo enables you to do that in a very easy way. But if you're yeah. the kind of person who like is just sort of trying to like be fair about it, there's a way to like Venmo or like to do it. You could like you could text your group chat and be like, hey guys, I'm about to Venmo everyone for the drinks last night, would you mind paying me back?
Yeah,
like you can do that without being like very like there's ways that you can Venmo.
Yeah,
you could also like not round up to the exact cent, like
yeah,
you know, like
round down
like yeah. round down 60 cents, like it's not gonna do anything.
Just a small like hack tip for people. This again is not an endorsement. It's literally saved my last two trips with my friends. We
Splitwise.
Yeah. It's yeah. this app where it's basically like you invite whoever's on your trip. You call it like I was in Croatia last. You invite like everyone is in it. And every single time it also gives you the more points on your credit card because you're like, oh, I want to pay for this one. Like if yeah. you're buying all the alcohol, it's going to come out to like $500.
Ugh, you've uncovered whatever. My points.
You put it on your card and then you just add that into Splitwise and it automatically splits it with all those people and then it sort of creates like a balance sheet yeah. for who owes who money.
Isn't that crazy? Who invented that? We gotta get that person in here.
My friend, we would all be like so nerdy about it. Like, oh, did you put it on Splitwise? And then we'd be like, yeah. And then you'd hear a cha-ching button. Anyway, sorry, I sound like such a nerd, but honestly, saves lives. You should go do it. Splitwise saves lives.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think Venmo has just made people more clear about like who people are, and it's more about that than it is necessarily.
Let's do
an email.
Dear Patch, yeah.
Okay, which one do you like more?
Both. Let's do both.
Okay.
I'll read it. Dear Betches, I'm taking a trip this summer with a group of girls. One of my friends, let's call her Tina, told me at first
that, Cena.
told me at first she wouldn't be able to go. I was bummed, but I understood. I'm a get shit done kind of girl, so I carried on planning and booking everything so that that it would be done and out of the way. Tickets are purchased, suites are booked, flights are booked. What's different between tickets and flights? And we're all good
tickets
to go.
Tickets like to a concert if you're going.
I've had things booked for weeks now. To avoid mix-ups as far as excursions, rooms, and things like that, I went ahead and paid for the hotel rooms and all the activities.
Never do that.
Nope. I know everyone who's going is good on their word and that they'll pay me back, and I've already gotten a couple checks in the mail, so I'm not worried. Who mails checks?
What? Stays quick, guys.
Yeah. A few days ago, Tina told me that she was going to try and make it after all. My issue is, last time we took a trip with her, she never paid me back, and this time it's quite a bit more expensive. The other issue I have is that things have already been booked for a couple months, and I feel like trying to add another person on would be complicated and unnecessarily stressful. I'd love to have her be able to join us, but not only do I not completely trust her to chip in, I feel like it's simply far too late for her to change her mind and try to join us at this point. If she told me she might be able to go, I would have held off planning until I had a definite answer, but she had already said she wouldn't be able to make it. I try to suggest that it would be a little complicated and that it's too late to try and change anything, but she keeps trying to talk her way in no matter what I tell her. How should I talk to her about it? Am I a bad friend? Sincerely, Betch, better have my money. P.S. You guys are my spirit animals and your podcast is so fetch.
I love that she added the compliment at the end.
Yes. Interesting
twist.
Yes. She's really hard to get here.
Yeah. Okay.
Friends and money is like
it's annoying.
I guess, yeah. That's
again,
the theme.
Venmo.
Yeah.
Well, Okay, I think that, like, why can't she just, like, book her shit? Like, book your shit, and then, like, if you want to join in on the hotel, you can, like, I don't know, figure out who you would stay with, and then pay those people, like...
This is what I would do. I would be like, hey, listen, I spent a lot of time and money booking this. If you now are changing your mind, you have to figure it out and propose the plan to me. Because, yeah. like, I can't spend any more time just because you change your yeah. mind way too late. I would love for you to come, but you have to go and do the research and the math of how we're going to resplit our rooms and who's yeah. going to pay. Because technically, nobody really gives a shit about, like, who I'm paying. At the end of the day, if I'm paying Tina or I'm paying you, I don't really care as long as it's fair. And right. if anything, people might be happier because it's less money to split all the way around, unless it adds another hotel room, in which case it is less money. It is more money. But yeah. I would just, like, figure it out. Look how much your price is for, yeah. for the hotel. And
don't spot her on anything.
Do not.
You've already paid, so worst case, she just can't come to, like, the hotel rooms that you are doing, or, like, the tickets for, I don't know, whatever else you guys are doing. But, like, she can just... book her own stuff.
Right. Like, have her just be like, hey, I already did my whole part. It's now up to you if you really want to join again, because I don't have time.
Yeah, it's really not. It doesn't have to be a big deal. And no. if she really wants to come and figure it out, yeah, it's probably going to be, like, not the least annoying thing ever to deal with, because you're still going to have to, like, talk to her about stuff. But
and also it's also fair for you to be like, listen, like, I don't want to pay at my minimum. Like,
and I don't want to
pay any more money to make all these changes. Like, as much as I really want you there, like, I did this, like, in a cost effective way. And if, like, you can figure out a way that, like, none of us have to pay more, unless it's like $50 or something like that. Like, you have right. to ask all of us, it's not just me, if they would be okay spending this much more money for her to join.
Right. She just has to, like, she can come.
Yeah.
She can sit with us.
There's a mature way to go about it.
She just has to, like, figure it out, and you can, like, put that ball on her court, and if she wants to do it, then she can do it. But there's, like, no reason why you should have to, like, start this whole thing over. Should we do another episode?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Not another episode.
Not another, whatever. Whatever we're doing. Hey, Batches, can't thank you enough for the awesome, funny podcast.
You're welcome.
I tell everyone I know and can't wait for the new one you guys have been alluding to. That's coming yes. very soon, and it's the two of us talking about wellness
or quote unquote wellness. It's based on that episode that we did about, like, our weight loss journey.
It's called, like, you don't need a Fitspo to get thin or something, about our weight loss journeys.
I literally have no memory of what the title was.
It's something with Fitspo.
Yeah, listen to that episode, and the new podcast is gonna be called Diet Starts Tomorrow.
Yeah,
and it's gonna come out in April.
Yeah, and the first guest is Kayla Tsinez.
Yeah.
So get pumped.
Woo. Yeah,
she talks about her workouts. Okay. In a recent episode, Jordana talked about being a that's my money type of person, and this is spot on for me. I didn't even realize it. Oh wow. Look, we're helping people become more self-aware about who they are.
Okay.
Okay.
Brush your shoulders up.
Yeah. So I'm sure my boyfriend thanks you, since I'm working on that now. Which brings me to my issue. My boyfriend's sister owes me money. Oh, that's uncomfortable.
Oh.
Long story short, her 30th birthday plans were ruined by some unfortunate circumstances.
Oh my god, I thought it said 13th. I was like, your 13-year-old sister-in-law, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She owes you money.
Yeah.
She asked if I would go to Vegas with her to celebrate. Naively, I thought this may turn out to be a good bonding time, as she will very likely be my sister-in-law. It's pretty clear I've never been her biggest fan. Oy. Plus, it was good karma for my approaching 30th birthday. Good karma going to Vegas. In the end, I bought the tickets, hotel, etc. She was going to pay me back. And naturally, she canceled last minute for no good reason. Who cancels? Whatever.
Okay. Oh my God.
Almost a year later, I'm still out the money, and she's thrown a fit whenever it's been brought up. I guess she thinks her kids' babysitters bailing should be my problem. I basically accepted that I'm not going to get that money back, and that's fine-ish. What isn't healthy for me is that if we're out with her, I find myself not having a good time because I don't want to buy around when she won't buy the next. Yeah, she's that type too. Or anytime she talks about going on vacation or something, I want to throw out a snide comment. So I know I just need to drop it, but how long am I justified in holding a grudge? And how can I avoid someone who will basically be in my life forever? Any advice on handling this type of person in your life? Sincerely, give me my money, bitch. Okay, just so you know, this is not like a that's my money. This isn't like an overreaction. Like, the girl owes you, like, a lot of money. Like, thousands of dollars for a trip that she bails on. So, like, I don't think you're unjustified in being mad at all.
Did she... Okay, wait. The question, though, is, like...
This girl fronted the money for the tickets and the hotel.
Yeah, but she also lost the money that she spent herself on her own self. Like, so... Maybe she was canceled and that girl got her money back, but...
No. no money was gotten back for anybody.
Yeah. That's okay. There's two. Okay. Are you sure?
Because yeah. That's what it says. You were texting the whole time.
No, I wasn't.
I'm kidding.
I figured out how to push our phone call.
Okay. Yeah. She put out the money for the trip for both of them. The girl cancels. Right. They don't go to Vegas because she's not going to go by herself. Although that sounds like a great time.
Here's the thing: both situations are fucked up. If that girl had gotten her money back for her portion of the trip for canceling or whatever, and this girl still lost. I think you're right.
She didn't get any money back. She paid for. She essentially
either way, both is fucked.
She essentially paid for like the whole trip for both of them. Put the money up, and then they canceled, and she didn't get the money back.
That's crazy. I don't even know what I would do.
That's why she's emailing us, Aileen.
I don't even know what I would do. Yeah, I don't know
Just saying, you're not crazy at all. You are totally justified in your anger. It's really
she's 30
really,
and has children.
I feel sorry for her children.
Financial trouble?
Probably, because people... Or she's either having financial trouble or she's just like a stingy bitch. Like, I don't know. It's really messed up. Okay. First of all, you... Don't be upset that you're upset about this because you're allowed. This is really rude. Very pissed at my sister, at anyone who did this to me, sister-in-law or not. If they were a friend, they would not be my friend.
Yeah.
The only reason I would even deal with them is because it's my like boyfriend's sister.
Right.
So first of all, you should get your boyfriend involved. Sadly,
I don't know if I would first get my boyfriend involved. I'd say like, listen, I really want to clear the air with you. I think that there's some tension when we meet and when we hang out. I would love to just like sit down, get some coffee or get a drink or really quick, or I can come over because you have kids, whatever.
Yeah.
And clear the air. And she can't say no. If she says no, she's the ultra bitch. I would stop talking to her immediately.
I think it's like kind of past that already.
No, I don't think so. Because you can always resolve anything, even if it's a year ago. I would literally say, listen, I'm already accepted the fact that I lost the money. It's been this Vegas trip. Hold on.
One second. I think there was something that she said that it was like.
It was this Vegas trip.
No, she said, I'm still out the money, and she's thrown a fit whenever it's been brought up. I guess she thinks her kid's babysitter bailing should be my problem.
Right, but brought up. I don't know how she brought it up.
Assume she hasn't just like not said anything. Like she's obviously. It's obviously not been like she hasn't been silent about it.
I think that if you approach someone from like a very calm, non-attacky way, like if you're just like, listen, like I just, you know, it really made a huge difference in my like in my bank account for me to front you. I'm okay with losing the money from my side of it. But if you could like just pay me back, I think that we could have a much better relationship at this point. It's like sort of not fair. Well, like a very calm, like level-headed approach. Right. If that doesn't work, you definitely get the boyfriend
involved. Well, here's the thing. Based on this email, what I'm getting is that
she's not
it's that we're past that and that we're dealing with a mental illness here.
Oh God,
which is
Sammy,
my favorite.
The family therapist comes
my
back.
Favorite.
We need to have like a sound effect for when you say the word mental illness.
Get ready for a lot of untied starts tomorrow. Okay, here's the thing that is sort of like when you get into a dilemma like this. Sometimes you're going to encounter people who are sick in the head, whether or not they're like in mental institution level sick or whether they can just continue riding the subway amongst us as if they're relatively sane. Mm-hmm. That's how most people are. And they're going to do things that are going to fuck you so hard in life that you're not going to be able to like recover from what they did.
And you also can't like put yourself in their shoes because you'll never understand why they are the way they are.
So Aileen's advice is great if you're dealing with a sane person. Because Aileen always gives advice as if we're dealing with a sane person, but we're not dealing with a sane person. Uh-huh. This is totally impersonal for me, just by the way. This conversation is not personal whatsoever. Yeah. Okay. So when you're dealing with the same person, Aileen gives the best sane advice. But when you're dealing with crazy people, come to me. Because I will tell you that when you're dealing with a crazy person, you can't just like take the normal route. And they're like you said, this girl throws a fit every time it's brought up. Anyone who like can't even like have a conversation about the potential thousands of dollars that they owe you and can't like see that, they have a problem that is beyond, like, she shouldn't be raising kids. Like, no. She has a problem that is beyond like, you, like, what is out of the realm of normal, like, sane, rational things. And the truth is that this is the kind of person that, you know what, to be honest, you probably are just going to take this loss.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to shut it off, and you have to not relate to this person, and you have to avoid them. Keep your distance as much as possible, because mentally, people who are not like totally there mentally, the only thing you can, you can't control their behavior because they don't act like rational humans. All you can do is try to protect yourself by staying away from them. Don't intertwine your money. Don't make plans with them that are not completely necessary. Don't respond when they try to like suck up to you. Mm-hmm. Don't go on trips with them, especially not alone. Yeah. Don't let them owe you anything, and don't owe them anything. Mm-hmm. Because people like that, you can't really
don't do them any favors.
Yeah. Don't let them do you favors either. You can't coordinate with a person like that. So mm-hmm. really going forward, you have to just take this loss, and going forward, you just have to stay as far away from this woman as possible. She's 30 years old. She has kids. She should really know better than to do things like this, and should also be able to talk about it. So
And in order for you to rationalize it, you should just like realize that you're never going to be able to see what she sees, because
she's crazy.
She doesn't see the things on your level. Like, otherwise this would have been solved, right?
Any normal
person just deal with it like that. Like, okay, this girl is obviously not on my level. She did something fucked up. Everyone agrees, as in us. So that's just, it is what it is, and I'm going to keep my distance.
Yes, and that's it.
It's sort of just like when my mom back in the day would be like, I'm going to remember this, Aileen.
Yeah.
When also, I did something bad.
Yeah, here's the other thing. Don't try to like take revenge either, because a crazy person will always out crazy you.
Yeah.
Because they don't have boundaries the way like normal people have boundaries. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's play a game.
Okay. Would you rather date a guy that was absurdly cheap or spend tons of money he didn't have?
Absurdly cheap.
Yeah, well, because then you're in debt.
Yeah, definitely absurdly cheap.
Actually, no. I would rather date a guy who just spent all the money he didn't have and then just not do anything with him.
But what if you got like too into him and then you're like, oh, fuck, now I like have to break up with him.
No, I break up with him.
Right, I find that unappealing. Would you rather marry a guy?
No, cheap. Definitely.
Cheap husband. Yeah. Cheap husband. Keep it all in the bank.
Cheap husband, but frivolous boyfriend.
Then hopefully you can get a guy who like somehow figures out how to curb his spending problems like right around engagement. Like right after he buys the ring, he suddenly becomes
he's like, okay, we have to save for our retirement.
That doesn't exist, people. No. It's not possible.
It's just a dream, man.
Okay. Would you rather have a friend that Venmos you for every single thing, even if it's under $1, or a friend who never Venmos you, then randomly one time Venmos you $500 for all the things he's bought you throughout the years?
Venmos me for every single thing. I don't want to be so surprised with an invoice. Yeah.
We don't want to be surprised with any invoices. Yes.
Okay, last one.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a boyfriend who talks to his mother every evening, or a family member-in-law who is a perpetual mooch? Oh,
this game came from the question, the Vegas girl question.
Oh.
Oh, it was a PS. I didn't see that either.
PS. Okay, so Give Me My Money Betch asks, would you rather have a boyfriend who talks to his mother every evening, or a family member-in-law who is a perpetual mooch?
I mean, definitely talks to his mother every evening. It's possible that my boyfriend does that.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah.
My boyfriend, at the morning?
Every other night. It's just like, I'm like, who are you calling? My mom.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know.
Right. No, like, it's, first of all, a guy who has a good relationship with his mother is is a very good sign. So yeah, I definitely prefer that. Like, for sure.
Like, why are you calling your mom? I don't know. Like, just ask her advice about this thing. I'm like, we already figured it out. She's like, I just want to hear her opinion. Can you not?
I think there are some similarities between our and my friends.
Probably.
They just talk to them. They just want to be involved in every little thing.
No, I know. Okay, everyone, email us slapped@betches.com.
Are you sure that's advice. The podcast we're on?
Yes, it is. Because Bachelor's not on right now. And I cherish every Monday. That's why I went to sleep yesterday at 9:30.
Same.
So email us slapped@betches.com. Rate us. Tell all of your friends about Betch Slap. Tell all of your friends. You guys should need to look out for Diet Starts Tomorrow. That's starting in a little less than a month. It's going to be out every Sunday night. night so you can feel great about yourself Monday mornings on your way to work. And okay, bye.